The bishop has requested that a lay person speak on stewardship this weekend, and Father Wesley has, as you'll hear, cajoled Brenda Jensen to speak.
Thank you, Father. I think most of you know me, but for those who don't, as Father said, my name is Brenda Jensen, and I've been a member of this parish pretty much my whole life. I was born and raised here in Dodge City. I graduated from Sacred Heart School, Dodge City High School, St. Mary of the Plains College, and Wichita State. I'm currently in my 27th year in the lab at the hospital. I've divorced when my kids Derek and Blaze were 9 and 2, and I've been a single parent the last 20 years. Father Wesley asked me to speak a few minutes about stewardship. When he called, I said, "Do I have stupid written across my face?" But I didn't say no. I said I'd have to pray about it. Through my prayer and discernment, every obstacle I'd thought of was taken away. But I wanted a sign. I didn't get one until I'd made my decision. God allowed me to make my decision freely, and then he gave me not one, but two signs. I went outside to go to Mass, and there was a rainbow in the sky. A promise from God to be with me now. At Mass that morning was the gospel about to whom much has been given, much will be required. I'd been focusing on that scripture during my discernment, and I was at peace with my decision to say yes. To be honest, I don't like the word stewardship. I personally think of stewardship as my very small way of saying thank you to God for all the blessings he's given me. Those blessings multiply every time I do something, because God will always give more. Parents do that for their children. The gospel 2 weeks ago was the great commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When I live my life loving God above all things, and my neighbor as myself, stewardship falls into place. God is watching me. God is the audience. And he gives me the freedom to choose. Hopefully, what I choose follows God's plan for me. Part of God's plan for me is youth ministry. I've been actively working with our youth through Girl Scouts and on a parish and diocese level for a very long time. Working with kids of all ages gives me hope for the future of our church, because even though they don't always show it, that would not be cool. Cool would be talking about zombie Nerf wars or rock'em sock'em robots or even our survival groups. But the teens have a very deep faith and love for Christ. I see this most when we are in adoration. Seeing Jesus in the monstrance opens their hearts to the richness of Christ's love for them. And their reverence inspires me. Teaching First Communion preparation enriches my life as well. For the most part, the kids are really eager to learn about Jesus, and I get to use some creativity to figure out a fun way to present the lessons. Once, I was teaching a lesson about the Bible, just simple stuff, Old Testament, New Testament, Gospels, inspired Word of God. And a young man named Isaac was having a rough night. I needed something quick to grab his attention. So I said, "Isaac, did you know there's an Isaac in the Old Testament?" And I told the story of Abraham and Isaac. When I got to the part where Abraham was about to kill Isaac, but the angel of the Lord, Father, walked in. So I asked Father if Abraham killed Isaac. He said, "No, the angel of the Lord." I said, "Okay, Isaac, you get to live." When Isaac made his first communion, he was so handsome in his suit. His behavior was perfect, and he had the biggest smile. It melted my heart, and I was grateful for the gift of Isaac and the other students. God didn't say everything would be easy. I've been a Eucharistic minister for 10 years. A few years ago, I was going through a rough time personally, and I talked to Father Ted about discontinuing because I did not feel worthy of this ministry. Father Ted said, none of us are. This was a good reminder for me, gave me a different view, and so I've continued. My favorite ministry and gift is music. I've loved to sing since I was a child, and singing for Jesus brings me peace and joy. Sharing this gift with all of you for many years has helped me to worship better and participate more fully in the Mass. St. Augustine said, he who sings prays twice. Music fills my heart with the love of Christ, and I feel like I'm praying twice. Stewardship, or thanking God, doesn't just consist of using my time and talents. It also means giving of my treasure. Raising two kids on one income made sharing my treasure very difficult sometimes. But once again, God didn't say it would always be easy. I just know where my heart is, there also is my time, talent, and treasure. When I give back to God, He blesses me with even more, and my needs have always been met. Many of you, from your own experiences, know this is true. We are blessed to have many of you already sharing your gifts with the parish and practicing stewardship daily, and I thank you for all you do. It's time to renew our commitments or sign up for something new. Sometimes God asks us to step out of our comfort zones and try something we've never done before. You might not think you are qualified, but God doesn't always call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Scripture tells us we shouldn't be afraid or discouraged because God is with us wherever we go. I urge you to preverly discern the ministries God might be calling you to try or continue for this next year. Thank you, and God bless.